Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Check the mic. Check, 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 Scotty.
Check, check,
check, check, check, check, check, check. Okay, can I get a little bit more on my left monitor?
Check, 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 check,
check, check, check.
Sibilance, sibilance. Okay, listen, I need drums, specifically kick, and the drummer's monitor. No vocals, please.
Can you bring down my bass, please? Can you bring it down just a little bit? Okay, thank you.
Yes, please turn down your stage volume, okay? You're not Motorhead.
It's Archive Friday, everybody. You're not Motorhead. Archive Friday, dipping into the archives for you. Always get requests for who's the douchebag. A lot of people want to hear the douchebags that they have missed throughout the years. So, ladies and gentlemen, on this Archive Friday, here's one for you.
Aging Dr. Douchebag.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag?
Hey. What's up, douchebag? I want to say our sponsor, a brand new sponsor here on the Vine Marketplace, 75 Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter. And here from On the Vine is Abel and Scott. Wanted to say thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate that. Thank you for getting involved with the show.
Very welcome.
Heard you guys are a couple of douchebags.
That wasn't very nice, Greg.
No, listen, here's the
thing. And he wonders why he's got like two friends.
Abel, you tell me, when this opportunity came up, didn't one of you guys go, hey, man, that's perfect for us because?
We did, because we're
douchebags. Yeah, that's what they said. I thought it was hilarious. And I heard that you guys are going to be helping us out with the Granite Chef Challenge as well.
Yes, we will.
So we'll be getting our stuff. We'll go down there and get our stuff.
Yeah, can you believe that's coming right? Do you know this year will be year 9? All of us have 2 wins under our belt.
Wow, it's a big year.
So this is
really
like
gets the next
no
one.
Pressure on the judges.
Yeah. So just real quickly here before we launch into our Who's the Douchebag Letter of the Week, not written by or having anything to do with you two fine gentlemen. what are people? You got all kinds of stuff down there at the store, right?
All kinds.
Everything from steak to what? You tell me.
Well, we got a great meat counter, all the best marinades you're ever gonna have.
Mm-hmm.
We got a fish market,
mm-hmm.
Fresh fish right out of the ocean.
Let me tell you something. That's the best kind, and I'm one. Who,
I like them out of a fish tank.
I have for our Grain of Chef Challenge. I think I might be. Have you ever done fish? Andy used lobster once.
I did.
Yes, you did. You use fish ever? Because I use fish. I love to grill fish, and I might go fish again this coming year for the Grand Chef competition.
We can help you with
for
that.
The win. For the win. I'm just telling you right now.
For the win.
No giving pointers.
Let's say it's Scotty's birthday today, boys. What does he get?
He gets a T-bone steak.
Whoa! And he goes,
happy birthday,
thanks,
Scott.
Buddy. You go to the website. Is that an online thing?
Yep. Well, it's an online. You can come to the store also.
Okay.
But you get online, you fill out the information, and basically what happens is we're going to send you a letter saying happy birthday. Come on down anytime.
Yeah.
Take a letter with you. Hand it into the meat department.
Very nice.
And we're going to hand you a T-bone steak, or I mean, if you want, you want some steak tips because you feel like grilling something else.
Very nice.
We'll give you that.
Well, but,
is this
a
T-bone?
That's a real T-bone steak.
That's a T-bone steak.
My birthday was just last. Two weeks ago. Andy's birthday is coming up, so they brought us T-bone.
Happy birthday, everybody.
We're going to have dinner tonight.
Woo-hoo. It's a great day, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow. It really feels
good. It's a great day. It's unbelievable. Well, Scott, Abel, thank you, man. We appreciate
it. Yes,
it's great to be involved. You guys look forward to the Grand Chef, so you guys are going to be judges.
Yes, we will.
Now, nothing. You will accept
rights.
Okay.
I like that.
All right, whatever it is, that's good. So thank you, man. We appreciate you guys being involved with the show a lot. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
So, all right, are you guys ready for that's On the Vine Marketplace, 75 Portsmouth Avenue, Exeter, and give them the website address, by the way, so they can go and check it out. What is it?
www.onthevinemarketplace.com.
Okay, On the Vine Marketplace. All right.
We do.
Our beer is good.
Yeah.
There it is. All right, boys. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Just wanted to say hi to you and welcome you to the program. Now, who's the douchebag? I don't mean to get off on a kid thing,
But I have an email about a kid. Should I do that one? I have a
yeah,
bunch of choose from.
Yeah, let's see what Kelly thinks.
All right. Well, this is it. Here we go. This is Who's the Douchebag. You can send your douchebaggy type email to any one of us here at morningbuzz.com if you're having a bit of a disagreement. So here it is. Dear Godfather, here's my problem. My son's best friend is an absolute little douchebag. That's how it
What's
starts.
What's the age?
Eric is my son's best friend. He's has been since they were little. Now they're both 8. Eric's parents are incredibly nice. They're really good friends of ours. So I don't know what the deal is or why he's become this way. But here's the problem: the kid is becoming trouble. He's mouthy. He causes fights. He's broken several things in our house. I'm pretty sure he's stolen some stuff from our house as well. Things that go missing after he's here. And I don't know if I want my kid hanging around with him anymore. But I know if I don't let him, it's going to cost us the relationship with the parents because they're close with the parents. Eric was over the house over the weekend, and when I was watching him through the window as they played in the yard, I heard Eric drop an F-bomb, and I waited to see what would happen before I said something. I'm sure my son has said swear words, too. I'm fully aware that my kid isn't perfect, but what happened next floored me. Eric walks over to my son, punches him square in the back of the head, cold cocks him. I go outside to say something, and even though my son's getting up off the ground holding the back of his head, the kid makes like nothing happened and totally denies everything. I told him it was time to leave. I brought him home. I mentioned it to his parents, and he lies to both of them as well. And the kicker is, they believed him. I told them what I saw with my own eyes, and it didn't seem to matter to them. Well, we'll just have to have a talk with them then, and that was all that was said. I'm thinking it's time we limit our kids' time spending with Eric. But my wife says it'll work itself out. She doesn't want to rock the boat with the parents either. But I don't care. Their son's becoming a little puke. For me, his parents are douchebags because they're not taking my word for it. But I'm more concerned about the disagreement with my wife over how to handle it. Who's the douchebag here? Me for wanting to get my kid away from Eric, or my wife for thinking we shouldn't? I'm guessing the kid's name isn't really Eric, right? No parent's going to put
you know, honestly, when you tell him the story, I went in a time machine, I went back to Saugus. That's Big E.
Probably right.
That is a little Big E.
You're probably right.
Yeah, he's hit me in the back of the head a couple times.
I know. That's so Big E.
What do you think?
Just cut the time back a little bit. See if
so basically,
changes.
It's two neighbors. The parents are friends, and
they're not necessarily neighbors. They're friends for whatever reason. Doesn't say
okay.
Neighbors, yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, they're friends for whatever reason, and one family has a little brat for a kid, and the other kid is not a little brat.
The dad doesn't want the kid to see him anymore. The mom says, "Let it work itself out." Yeah. That's the issue.
I'm with the mom on this one. Let the kids be kids. This is what kids do, for crying out loud.
Are you going to be able to follow him for the rest of his life?
I know. When are you going to save him from every bully in the neighborhood or every friend that's going to slap him in the face? How about teaching him to stand up for himself? How about that?
Scotty, someone walks over to Sadie. They're in a play date, and you're watching it. Cold cocker. She's down on the ground. She gets up, and then they lie straight to your face. You're going to let it work itself out?
I'm not going to like it. I'm going to say something. I'm going to limit their time. As I've learned, as I've gotten older, didn't at first.
So the parents aren't going to believe you. They're going to believe the kid over you. And
I'm
you're
going to limit their time together.
So
their time is going to. But I also realize that, and I can say this now, they're older. I can't follow them forever.
Right,
and that's taken me a very long time to accept, acknowledge. And am I going to like it? No. Am I going to limit their time? Yes. But they sometimes may hang out with kids now that I may go.
So who's the douchebag?
But what if they're teaching your kids? I mean, he's teaching them how to swear.
Well, then you need to teach your kids the opposite. And go, listen, honey, you're going to be around people. They're going to act that way. But that doesn't mean
so your
you
wife
need
says,
to do it.
Leave him alone. It's fine. And you say, I don't want him to see. I don't want that kid over my house anymore. Who's the douchebag there? Because that's really the question.
Get back to me on that one.
Kelly? He hit your son. That was the one time you saw. You don't know what else is going on. I think you got to give him one more chance. Next time, that's it.
Take him down.
That's
Tase
it.
Him.
He calls the kid a puke. He used the word puke. Yeah. So that to me
it's a very powerful word.
His kid's probably getting bullied,
yeah.
And you can't be around this kid anymore. I would give him one more chance. So at least then you have a pattern to tell the other parents and your wife, and you give him one more shot. That's
it. But this kid that's getting, you know, we're not sure if he's getting bullied or not. I mean, this kid is not saying anything to his parents.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to be around Billy. He keeps hitting
right.
me.
And that's what my concern
is.
Because
he's afraid the kid's going to beat him up.
Maybe. I mean, that
you
might be right.
You've got to sit down with your kid and talk to him about, hey, I saw what happened outside. I know this is your friend. I know you guys like hanging out. But do you guys always play like that? You guys, are you have to ask these questions to your kid because you want to make sure that he's not afraid of them, that he actually likes playing out with them. Because if he doesn't even like playing with the kid, then forget it.
I don't know how it's on point at that point.
Honestly, I don't know how I would handle this. Like, if our best friends, when their kids came over, they were like our kids. We could treat them like our kids. If they did something wrong, we could sit them down and, you know, punish them like we would our kids. But if this kid's, you know, pulling this, I didn't do it, and then getting all that after, I wouldn't want to deal with him anymore. I wouldn't want him coming over the house anymore.
Right.
Too much of a pain in the ass. I would say, and I do agree with you, the fact you can't watch all this stuff, and they're going to have to fight their own battles. I do agree. And 8 years old is that area. I probably would lessen. I'm going to side with the dad on this one. I'm going to say the mom is the douchebag here. But, you know, I get it that you got to let them fight their own battles, but you got to also pay attention. It's a real fine line to walk, you know?
I just think that if the kid that's getting hit doesn't want to be hit or doesn't want to hang out with this kid, he's going to voice his opinion. I don't really believe, Kelly, that he's so scared of this kid. He's not going to say anything like, hey, Billy just punched me in the back of the head.
But
so he obviously likes this kid for whatever reason because you know why? He probably thinks that that's kind of the cool clique. This kid's probably the cool kid in school, even
also,
at 8 years old.
Here's the other thing. Even at 8 years old, kids know if your parents are best friends with the other parents, and they know that baggage. They know that they don't want to upset the apple cart because the families may do stuff all the time, so they're willing to put up with stuff like that because they don't want to upset their parents. That's also, that can play into it. But I think, man, if the kid's acting like a jerk and you don't want to, it's perfectly acceptable that you don't want your kid hanging around with a kid that's acting like that. You don't want your kid to become like that. Every parent's going to think that. Whether you do anything about it, that's up to you. But I would say, in this particular instance, you know, Kelly said give him one more chance.
Limit their time, and then at the time, also take your kid to some karate classes so he can defend himself.
Move away.
Mm. Initially, talk to your kid first.
Yeah, I agree.
Talk to your kid. Say you saw everything happen. You heard what happened. You want to know. Get a read on your kid, on how your kid feels. Because this could be just throw it away. The kid probably doesn't want to hang out with the kid.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
So that could just avoid everything. Who's the douchebag? Him or her?
It's the husband who wants the kid to not go and come over anymore, and the wife says, just let him be. I would have thought it would be the other way around.
But I mean, with the mother saying that, I mean, that even more tells me that the father's blowing it out of proportion, because if the mother's okay with it.
I think I'm siding with the dad.
Yeah, me too. I think
going with the dad.
Say the mom is a douche.
Yeah, I think the mom's a douche. And you have to pay attention to stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to overreact.
You got to be on it.
I wouldn't make a big production of it either. I'd just say, oh, he's busy.
Maybe the dad's a wimpy guy, and he just sees, you know.
Well, I don't want that
maybe
either,
he's
but
a
talk,
wimpy guy.
Talk to the kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he should go to the gym, you know. Maybe. I mean, his kid's getting wailed on, dude. You stop it. You stop whatever your kid.
Wailed on?
Well, I'm going to assume.
You never had a friend as an 8-year old, a kid that's whacked you in the back of the head, giving you a Charlie horse?
I have.
Or I said, hey, did the Three Stooges, what's on the back of the hand? Smack.
I've had that. And then you go out and you say something, and I was playing around, but he wasn't. He totally denied it. He lied about it.
Well, that's what kids do.
They lie.
They lie.
They lie all the time.
All right. Well,
everybody's kids have lied. Has anybody's kids in this room not lied to them?
I'll tell you.
I don't know. They're still lying to me.
That's not what I'm saying. You protect your kids. That's it. Right? I mean, you protect your kids. That's my thing. I think the wife's a douchebag. Scotty?
Wife's a douchebag.
Andy?
I guess I'm the father? Okay. Is it a douchebag?
If you think he's overreacting, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your opinion. That's fine.
He's overreacting.
So ours don't count, though. Yours do at 888-556-7625. I mean, hey, I saw somebody walk up behind my kid and hit him in the head with a plastic shovel. I mean, wind up. And the mom came in out of nowhere and pounced on that kid for doing that. I didn't have to say a thing. We were at a playground. My son wasn't even fazed by it, but it was, you know, I was like, holy crap, he hit him with a shovel. You know, what is this, Mr. Brooks, for God's sake? What is he, Dane
Cook? That is amazing.
So 888-556-7625, who is the douchebag? What does Kelly say? Which way did Kelly go on that?
He fared with me on this one.
Did he really? I don't know if I remember it that way. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Let's go here. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This Nancy?
Hi, it's Nancy, sorry.
So you are from Lowell. Nancy, who's the douchebag here?
The mom.
You do?
If anything, she should be supporting the husband.
Okay.
And who in their right mind would hang out with parents if their kid's getting beat up by them?
I don't know if beat up is fair. It might not be quite that bad.
I mean, cool talking him's not cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay,
Biggie.
I
always did it.
Yeah. Andy does have a point that, you know, my buddies did. We hit each other.
Didn't you have kids, friends like that as kids that would, you know, you do that stuff?
Definitely.
Look at Scott. Just gone.
Our new sponsors agree.
I bet you could name them, too. I bet you could name the kid. You always forget the guy that cold cocks you.
I don't have the Big E, though.
Yeah, nobody does. Everybody has a Big E.
Everybody's got a Big E.
Let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. Who's the douchebag here?
It is the dad.
Think he's overreacting?
He's overreacting. Come on, boys, roughhouse. And if you're having conversations with your kids and you sit down and have a conversation with your son, they'll make their own choice if they want to hang out with the other kid or not.
I mean, we've
had that situation in our household, and my son makes his own decision if he wants to hang out with that friend again.
Okay. He's mouthy, causes fights, broken several things in our house. I'm pretty sure he's stolen stuff from our house, too. They go missing after he's here. Doesn't matter?
No. Boys roughhouse.
Okay. All right. That's cool. So we have one more.
Boys will be boys.
And steal.
Will be boys. Let's go to Don on Route 3. Hi, Don.
Morning.
Who's the douchebag here? The dad or the mom?
The mom. I would not want to be friends with that kid's parents if they were taking his word over ours.
I wouldn't. I picture Scotty trying to tell a dad, hey, your kid just whacked my, and then go, oh, I don't think so.
We're just going to limit our time. Because obviously if I said something to the parents and it's not sinking in, then we're just going to limit our time.
No throwdown. No big argument about it.
That's fine.
We're just kind of busy. We got a lot of stuff going on. Really
busy. So don't
drive
by because we're just sitting in the front yard.
Thing. Let's go to Mike at Nashua. Mike, who's the douchebag here?
Everyone keeps forgetting that the kid's stealing stuff and breaking stuff, too, the mother.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Remember, what kid doesn't do that?
Every kid beats people and steals things.
What eight-year-old kid doesn't break everything that's in their way?
Believe it or not, there are many that don't.
Come on. Seriously?
What animal house did you grow up in?
You mean that you, as a child, didn't break anything. There's a difference between anything and everything.
There's a major difference.
Yeah.
Well, even if it's one thing,
Scott,
the kids break things.
Scott and Beverly, who's the douchebag?
The mom is totally the douchebag.
Okay. How would you handle it?
Because we have a problem like that in our neighborhood, and we brought it to the mother's attention, wanted nothing to do with it. My kid does no wrong.
Uh-huh.
We filmed the girl breaking a window at my neighbor's house. We brought it to her attention. That's not my daughter.
Oh,
this is not your daughter on this phone, in this film. That's your kid.
Nice. Nice. I like that.
And you know what? Kids being kids, I'm all about it. But that's back in the old days.
Yeah.
I'm 50 now. I used to do it too. But nowadays, people are so sensitive, it's not even funny.
All right,
man. Mom's a douchebag.
Appreciate it, Scott. I love that. I videotaped. I walk over. That's not my kid.
That's not mine.
All right.
Kid.
I got 4-1 mom against the dad here for a score. 888-556-7625. Now the emails also come flying in, but it's the calls that count here. Hold on 1 second. Come on. Click with me, baby. Click with me. Make it happen. I'm trying over here. Hold on 1 second. I'm having a bug on the phone.
There's a bug?
Are we gonna take its vote?
I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm
six.
Trying. Tom, hi.
Hey, I'd go out there and tan that little klepto puke and then deny it to his parents. I never touched him. What's he talking about?
Control
your little brat.
So who's the douchebag? Never mind tanning the kid.
The mother.
All right, there it is. There it is. 5-1 right there. There it is.
You're the douchebag.
Good luck with
you're
that.
You're the douchebag.
That's fun.
You're the douchebag now.
What kid didn't do that in the old days? There you go. Well, thanks for hanging with us today on a Friday. Hope you enjoy the weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Got tickets to the Foo Fighters next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging with us. We'll see you Monday morning, 5:30 a.m. Take care.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.